Good morning. My guest this morning is Rebel Fagan from Occupy Sonoma County. Good morning, Rebel.
Good morning, Roland. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, great to have you on anytime. So this is an event that's at the Peace and Justice Center on Monday, January 22nd, 7 to 9 p.m. Talk about
this. That's this coming Monday,
right,
at 467 Sebastopol Avenue, around the corner from Juilliard Park, from 7 to 9. Occupy Sonoma County is environmentalist, but they're also dedicated to deep democracy. And with that in mind, we've had teach-ins on gender awareness, teach-ins on body imaging. Now we're doing one this country badly needs on otherism. Otherism is the concept that person is different from me, that's fine, but then the follow-up. Therefore, they're a danger, I should fear them. All right.
I
see people as a candy store. Oh, I haven't tried that one yet. But not everyone does. So we're bringing in Dr. Bill Say, who is a remarkable educator on otherism. He gets hired by a lot of different organizations, ranging from corporations to the Naroba Institute to UC Berkeley Extension. His conversation is where diversity awareness and conflict resolution meet. So there'll be lecture, not much, and then a whole lot of chance for interactive exercises with him.
Right.
Now, it's a free event. We will be having our plant sale and seed exchange and, of course, encourage donations. But we mostly want people to come because this is going to be something special.
This is going to be what stuff is about now, more than ever, I think.
Well, in a land where we have a very divisive president, we're trying to do more uniting, and that doesn't mean molding into some Anglo-Saxon white concept,
right?
But not the melting pot, but the salad concept, where each element of the salad is different and separate, and it adds to the flavor of the overall.
Right.
That's what we're doing. We're trying to heal here.
Right. When you have a melting pot, all you've got really is a bunch of stuff that's mixed up together.
And ends up being up the down staircase, you know?
Yes, right.
Which is fine, but there's more to life than that. There's more to America than that.
So can you give an example of the kind of thing that Dr. Say does?
Well, he leads workshops a lot with people. It will be lecture, a little bit about that, a little bit about awareness, and then dealing with the issues by interacting. Because awareness is the first part of healing. Recently, I heard John Mutz, who's running for sheriff, say that with Andy Lopez, we need to own it before we can heal it.
Wow.
Okay, let's extrapolate that out with racism in the United States. We have never owned it. Once we own it, only then, and that's going to be hurt. That's going to be a really open wound.
Yes, it is.
And that's the part that we have to do to heal. So what he does, as well as lecture, is work with people with exercises to deepen their awareness of what they can do within themselves. It's about personality, you know, personal development.
Boy, that sounds like a really important thing to attend.
Yes, it is. And it's this Monday, the 22nd, 7 to 9. You can learn more about it at OccupySonomaCounty.org, especially if you go to our events page. We're also on Facebook under Occupy Sonoma County. And you can get hold of the Peace and Justice Center, too. They also can direct you. We're hoping people show up. We'd like to see a whole bunch of folk that don't look anything like me.
Rebel, thank you very much for coming in, and thank you even more for the work that you do here in Sonoma County.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here anytime.
Okay.
All right.
Let's tell people once again that this is
Monday the 22nd at the Peace and Justice Center, 467 Sebastopol Avenue in Santa Rosa.
Right.
It'll be 7 to 9, and, you know, it's dry in there. You might like it.
Right. And it's self and other, ways we divide ourselves from other people.
Right.
Thanks again, Rebel.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.